You know, I'm not really sure. You know, I think it, you know, a couple of them follow me, a couple of them, I just feel like maybe we're lacking some attention to detail, you know, things that need to be cleaned up. You know, the first half, I think we had too many mistakes.
He joked earlier the week that you, somewhere along the line, that you have to be hit hard and then you play really well. I mean, the guy pile drives you to the ground and then you go off with the three straight, three out of four, score the first touchdown.
Yeah.
It seemed like.
I don't know if that's how it always works, but, you know, if that's how it's going to be and that's what it takes to get it going, then, you know, that's what it's going to be. Oh, that was huge. You know, great concentration, great catch by Coop. You know, I left that ball, you know, a little short, and, you know, he did a good job staying with it and making that play. But, you know, I think for us to come out, you know, I can't remember, it was at our second drive of the day, second. I mean, for us to be able to come out and put a touchdown up, you know, second drive is something, you know, we haven't done. You know, I don't know how many points we scored in the first half, but it seems that, you know, we've struggled. You know, so I think to get that going, you know, it was big for us.
That came from under center. How much different is the offense?
Yeah, you know, obviously, I mean, I think you guys asked me about it earlier in the week. You know, we had a pretty heavy tendency to run the football when we were under center. But, you know, obviously, you know, there's a lot of things that we can do from under center. So, you know, I think that if we can get the play action game going, you know, it complements the run game, you know, and they really both should help each other.
What's the overall message that Chip had after the game? You guys win two at home after being under siege around here for weeks. You know, what did he say to you as far as putting the season back together?
You know, our motto from, you know, I think week three has just been take it 1 week, one game at a time. And that's kind of what we've done. You know, we've won our last two at home. We've won three of our last four. And that's really how we're handling, you know, the rest of the season. You know, next week we got a big one against Carolina, and that's really all that, you know, we're concerned with right now.
How'd you get the marker going in the second half?
You know, I think our guys up front, you know, they did a great job, you know, opening some holes for them. But I thought DeMarco ran really hard tonight, made some nice cuts. You know, I thought he had good vision. You know, and any time that we can get him going, you know, it just really seems to help our offense.
Are you happy with what you played
tonight? No, I mean, that's not even a question. You know, it's just inconsistent, you know, missed some throws. You know, there were some good, there were some bad. But, you know, I know for us to be where we want to be, I've got to play much better.
Is it a step back after the past 2 games?
I mean, if that's the way you want to look at it, then, yeah. I mean, it wasn't as good as the last 2 games. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, like I said, I think everything that went wrong tonight's correctable. You know, we'll get in, look at the tape, you know, see what corrections need to be made, you know, try to get ready for next week.
Turner was having one really proud for you when you were with the Rams this year. Quite a bit of interceptions. Do you see a common theme in all of them, or what do you think the problem is?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if I knew, I'd stop throwing them. But, you know, it's something that, you know, I've never really had a problem with in my career. You know, I've never thrown a lot of interceptions, so this is kind of new to me. But, you know, we're going to get it fixed. I'm going to get it fixed. And, you know, hopefully we're going to eliminate that from our offense.
Two more questions, guys. Do you feel that, I mean, is it a matter of trying too hard or trying to be too fine? I mean, the best to hurt, do you think there's anything to that? I don't know.
I don't know. You know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, the first one, just a terrible throw. You know, I missed it. You know, Ertz was open. You know, and then the other two, you know, the kid made a good play on one, and, you know, I just wasn't on the same page with Coop on the other one.
How vital has the defense been, especially in some of these games early on, the offense isn't getting going right away?
Yeah.
They create momentum.
Oh, man, our defense was outstanding tonight. You know, for those guys to play the way they did, especially after that first drive, you know, I think all the credit goes to them. You know, it seems like every time we needed a stop or a big play, you know, they created a lot of turnovers tonight. That always gives us momentum. That always gives us juice. But, you know, I mean, they pretty much shut them down after that first drive. And as an offense, when you know that, you know, your defense has your back like that, you know, it gives you a lot of confidence.
After that rough in the kicker penalty, it looked like there was some frustration a little bit on the sideline. You seemed like you were talking to these guys saying, you know, let's get it going here. Did you sense that, you know, we need to start taking advantage of these opportunities they're giving us here?
Yeah, I mean, obviously. And, you know, that was a huge one, you know. You know, to get back on the field after that penalty and to go down and score, you know, that was big.
All right, guys, thank you.